You know what's hilarious about Republicans? They've turned politics into the world's most expensive yes but competition. Democrats could say good morning, and Republicans would respond with dull. Actually, it's a great morning, and here's why your morning is un-American. Republicans have made it their full-time job to disagree with everything Democrats say, even when they secretly agree. Democrat says, water is wet. Republican immediately starts a committee to investigate whether water is actually just very moist and how the liberal definition of wet is destroying traditional dryness values. It's like watching someone play political tennis, except they're playing against themselves and somehow losing. Democrats want clean air. Oh yeah? Well, we want super clean air. The cleanest air you've ever seen, air so clean it makes their air look dirty. Republicans will take any Democratic position and immediately try to out-Democrat the Democrats. You want to help veterans? We want to help veterans more. In fact, we love veterans so much that we're going to help them by doing the exact opposite of what you suggested. You could have a Democrat say, puppies are cute. And within hours, there'd be a Republican press conference about how they've always been the real puppy party. Democrats hate puppies. And here's their 17-point plan for making puppies great again. Republicans have turned owning the libs into a full-time career path. They wake up every morning and check Twitter to see what Democrats are talking about so they can immediately take the opposite position. Right? Democrats support breathing oxygen? Well, we've always been more of a carbon dioxide party. The funniest part is when Republicans accidentally agree with Democrats and then have to backtrack like they just committed treason. Yes, I think infrastructure is important, but not the way they think it's important. Our infrastructure would be totally different infrastructure. Freedom infrastructure. Republicans will spend months crafting the perfect counterargument to Democratic positions, and then Democrats will change their position, leaving Republicans arguing against ghosts. We've prepared a 60-page rebuttal to your lunch order. Actually, I decided to skip lunch. Well, now we're against skipping lunch. It's like watching someone play chess against an opponent who's actually playing checkers, but they're so focused on winning the chess game, they don't notice they're losing at checkers. While you were moving your pieces forward, we've been planning 17 moves ahead in a completely different game. Republicans have mastered the art of competitive governance. You want to fix potholes? We don't just want to fix potholes. We want to eliminate the very concept of holes. Our roads will be so smooth they'll make your roads look like the surface of the moon. You'll have Republicans opposing their own ideas once Democrats support them. This was our proposal. Yes, but now that you like it, we hate it. We're proposing the opposite of our own proposal to own you for agreeing with us. The really wild part is when Republicans try to outpatriate each other while outpatriating Democrats. I love America. I love America more. Well, I love America so much, I'm going to move to another country to show how much I love this one. Republicans will turn any policy discussion into a competition about who loves freedom more. We support this policy because we love freedom. Oh yeah? We oppose this policy because we love freedom more. At this point, freedom is just confused and wants everyone to calm down. It's like watching that friend who has to one-up every story you tell. I had a bad day at work. Oh, you think your day was bad? Let me tell you about my day, which was worse, and also it's Obama's fault somehow. Republicans have turned disagreeing into an art form. They could disagree with a weather report. The meteorologist says it's raining, but we think it's more of a conservative precipitation event, and frankly, we're not sure we trust big weather to tell us what's falling from the sky. You know what's exhausting? Watching Republicans spend more energy disagreeing with Democrats than they spend actually governing. We can't fix this problem, because first we need to make sure Democrats don't get credit for wanting to fix it. The best is when Republicans accidentally solve problems while trying to oppose Democratic solutions. We hate their idea so much that we came up with a better idea. Great, let's implement your better idea. No, we can't do that, because then it looks like we're working together. Republicans have created a political philosophy based entirely on whatever Democrats want, we want the opposite. It's like governing by playing opposite day, except opposite day never ends and nobody told the rest of the country we were playing. Here's a crazy thought. What if instead of trying to win every argument, Republicans actually tried to solve some problems? What if they said, "That's a good idea," occasionally, without immediately following it with, "But here's why it's actually terrible"? Because at the end of the day, Americans don't care who wins the argument. They care about who fixes the roads, improves the schools, and makes their lives better. But hey, at least we'll know who loved freedom the most while everything fell apart.